the rest of the story. Aficionados of the pre-revolutionary American art know very well the name John Hesselius. His father was a Swedish artist who settled in Philadelphia in the early 18th century. John himself became a master of the late Baroque style of portraiture as a young man. He moved to Maryland about 1750, married and settled on a plantation near Annapolis, lovely property called Primrose Hill. There, John Hesselius created many of the masterworks for which he would be known and admired forever after. And it was there at Primrose Hill, in the year 1764, that John looked up from his canvas one day and saw approaching the manor house on the main drive a young man. Well, John went out to meet him. The young fellow in his early 20s, apparently, introduced himself. His name was Charles. He was a saddle maker by trade, he said, and he had a proposition for the great painter. He said, "I'll give you my best saddle and fittings if you will simply permit me to watch as you paint a picture." Well, the artist was a little perplexed by the offer. Was the young saddle maker also an artist, John asked? No, Charles was not an artist. He had made saddles all of his life, saddles only. But then he related the rest of the story. A little over a year before, Charles was purchasing some saddle leather in Norfolk, and there at a Scottish merchant's, he saw for the first time in his life a painting. He saw several paintings, actually. Some landscapes, one portrait. John Hesselius understood now. Young Charles, completely naive in this world of art, was suddenly spellbound by what he had seen. Charles said the paintings, all of them, were positively terrible. In fact, he said, had they been better done, the young man might merely have admired them and gone on his way. But he says they were bad, and they were selling. Right now, the saddle business was not doing very well. So perhaps if Charles could only watch as the great John Hesselius painted, he, Charles, could get the hang of it and become a prosperous artist. Well, John was once amused and aghast. "You can't just get the hang of painting," he told the young saddle maker. "That required a natural gift, and it required years of intense study." But Charles was insistent. "My best saddle," he repeated, "that's the offer, in exchange for watching you paint one picture." Well, for some reason that nobody knows for sure, John Hesselius accepted the deal, and he would never thereafter be sorry that he did. Nor now will you, because in the firmament of American art shines one star as bright as any other, that of Charles Wilson Peale. For while we may glimpse into the souls of our founding fathers by reading their words, we may also stare into the faces of Franklin and Jefferson and John Adams and George Washington. Because Charles Peale painted them. But now, whenever you reflect on the famous portrait of General Washington standing hand on hip, the one you saw so frequently on the classroom wall, you will recall how it all began with a saddle maker who saw his first painting as a grown man and who simply made up his mind that he certainly could do better than that. And he sure enough did. Now you know the rest of the story.